Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. Welcome back to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Hello, welcome back. This is Kevin Clark. I'm here with Tim Reedy over from America Media. You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel. That's Sirius XM 129. And we're here today talking with Father James Kubicki and Father Frederick Fornos about their work with the Apostleship of Prayer, which is a monthly, transnational, internet-based prayer gathering. You can join by going to apostleshipofprayer.org.
Or also the popevideo.org is where you can see the monthly Pope video as well.
And now, Father James, you guys are concerned with more than just getting people to pray on the internet. How about getting people to pray more in general? Is that part of the apostleship's intentions?
Well,
prayer intentions, as it were.
That's right. You know, it's the idea of being apostles of prayer, and the apostles were friends of Jesus. So as we grow in our friendship with Jesus, it leads us to pray and to share Jesus' concerns for the world. And we try to do that over all age levels. So a lot of our people in the United States tend to be older people who were introduced to this years and years ago. But more recently, we've been reaching out to families in different ways. We have a children's ministry director who takes the Pope's intentions and translates them into simplified language for children. And every month on our website, there's an activity page to, again, engage children to be aware of these intentions of the Holy Father. Or an activity. For example, last year we had one of the prayer intentions for the month was to pray for people who were in prison. And so we were very careful with this, but we said that if children wanted to write a letter to a prisoner, they could forward it to us, and again, anonymously, they would never, their address and name would never be shared with that prisoner, but then we would forward it to the number of prisoners that we have who are members of the Apostleship of Prayer.
So it sounds like you've established a no-excuses format for parents. Now, I'm a parent of four, and I was I was mentioning to Tim earlier that, it used to be fairly easy to get my kids to pray at night. It was part of our, evening ritual, and they were, of course, little angels at those in those days. Now they're a little older. I got a 13-year-old, 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. It's a little harder to get them to pray at night.
Yeah. You got to be pretty creative, don't you?
Or meaner. I don't know.
Yeah. Our children's ministry director, Grace Urbanski, has a book out called Pray With Me, and it's basically seven simple ways for parents to pray with their children. So I think a big part of it is creativity, where it's not just, teaching children to recite prayers, which is one of the simple methods, but that there are other ways that children can be engaged in prayer. And, internationally, not so much here in the United States, but internationally, there is the children's or youth branch of the Apostleship of Prayer called the Eucharistic Youth Movement. And I'm going to turn it over to Father Fornos to say a little more, because he's been all over the world, and they just recently celebrated their 100th anniversary, the Eucharistic Youth Movement.
Wonderful. Yes. Please tell us more about that.
Yes. Eucharistic Youth Movement in the world is more than 1,100,000 youth present in more than 56 countries is our youth branch. Here in the United States, we have also 26,000 youth with the Vietnamese communities of the Eucharistic Youth Movement. In Canada also, for example. It's the goal of this youth movement is the relationship with Jesus through the gospel, the Eucharist, and the mission. It's a pedagogy for children. Very good, and help children to be involved also in the mission of the church, always with this goal that Pope Francis gave us about the challenges of the humanity and the mission of the church. As I have said just before, as we said, the Pope's intentions are not only thoughts or words, there are goals, keys for the mission.
Action
for helping us in our daily life, but also for the mission of the church, the parish, my movement, my group. How this world, this month, can we do for the small farmers? Maybe yes. We first of this, we need to pray, because prayer, it's a action, it's a power when we pray together. However, the true prayer, it helps us to be involved in this world, in relationship with others.
And it sounds like these specific suggestions, Father Jim, that you mentioned, connect or help our young people, our children and our teens connect the church's spiritual mission with its interest in social justice, its social teaching. You're mentioning mm-hmm. some of the I guess it's a prayer cheat sheet for parents to use.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's the idea, is that these concerns of the Holy Father are for the world and for the spread of the gospel. And the idea is that I've often thought that the apostleship of prayer plays a great role today in bridging some of the polarities in our church and in our world. That in the past, when people thought about religion or their own spiritual lives, it was very individualistic, and it was almost a Jesus and me relationship. And the Sacred Heart Devotion in particular had a real flavor of that. But when you join that with the intentions that the Holy Father gives us each month, it begins to help people see the church in a universal perspective. And to see the concerns that are that Jesus has as he looks out at the world today, to see, you know, the poverty and the difficulties that are in the world that the Holy Father definitely is so concerned with, that then he shares with us. So I think it's a way that it helps children grow in a habit, one, of seeing the world and their place in the world, to offer themselves for changing the world. And then to see that religion plays a very positive role in doing that.
And I think it answers a challenge that I think I would say Kevin and I both share as parents, which is that, you know, we both went to Catholic schools. Our children don't go to Catholic schools. And traditionally, that was the way that you kind of brought these things into your, and you can just kind of leave it to the nuns to handle that. But now it's upon the families. It's upon the religious educators. And we can use all the help we can get.
That's right. And, you know, in his latest apostolic exhortation, the Pope Francis speaks about that a lot. The church or the family as the domestic church. And so families are meant to be missionary. And the apostleship of prayer began in 1844 with a group of Jesuit seminarians who wanted to be missionaries. And basically, their spiritual director said, you don't have to wait to be an apostle. You can be an apostle right now and share the concerns that we have for the world and pray for those and get inspired to then go forth and address those concerns and challenges in the world. And so it's a very missionary focus that the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network has, of looking outward and sharing these concerns that the Pope has with millions of people worldwide.
If you'd like to join the conversation we're having today about the apostleship of prayer, you can give us a call at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC or 1-888-322-8465. Did I get that right, Tim?
You got it.
My eyesight is so poor here. Father Jim, what do you say to people who say, you know, it's a nice idea, I'd love to pray for the small farmers, I'd love to pray for the unemployed or social justice in general, but I have no time. Mm-hmm. My life is so time compressed. I'm working, I have children, you know, commuting. And it's possible I'm speaking about myself here, now that I think about it. How do you respond to folks who just feel like they have no time for prayer in their life?
Well, that's the beauty of this way of the heart that we propose to people, that it begins with just a simple daily offering. And our app, Click to Pray, will help you do that. So it provides each day a little offering prayer that reminds us of the Pope's prayer intention. And so we carry that intention in our mind, in our heart, our consciousness throughout the day. And then in the middle of the day, there's a little reminder. There's a little quote to remind us, okay, I'm offering this day for this particular intention. And then again, at the end of the day, there's just a short little question to help you reflect on the day. And so it doesn't take long moments of prayer. And one of the things that we tried to do with our national office, we produced CDs for offering your day and then reviewing your day. And a lot of people have told us that it's been very helpful for them as they're driving home from work or commuting to pop these in their CD player or to download them to their iPod and to go through the day as they're commuting. And so it becomes a part of their daily life.
So commuters have no excuse anymore, any longer.
That's right.
Yes, with Click to Pray, it's very easy to pray for the challenges of the world, for the mission of the church. What we listen and watch all the time, the news, sometimes with sufferings, big challenges. Sometimes we feel upset, but we don't know what can we do.
Overwhelmed by the news.
Yes, yeah. What can we do? Then always we can pray. How many times? How long? 5 minutes when I'm connected with the others with a true prayer with all my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why Click to Pray is very easy, simple, and help for that. It's always a question of decision. Decision. Why? Because when I don't find 5 minutes in the day for praying to be connected with the heart of Jesus, with the world today, I find always for reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Or for
watching a movie.
Yeah.
Then it's a question of decision.
Yeah.
What is most important in my life? And open my heart and give him true life. 5 minutes is not a lot, but it can change my life and help the life of a lot of people in the world.
So you think Netflix is not going to do it for me?
No, you know, and as I often challenge people to say, you know, when we read the newspaper or watch the news, we get angry. And we ought to get angry because that was Jesus' response in the gospel. He got angry when he encountered injustice and people being trampled upon and the poor being disregarded. And so he got angry. And that motivated him to try to right the wrongs that he encountered. And similarly, when we watch television or read the newspaper, we ought to get angry, but it should not turn into a negative attitude, but that we should immediately bring it to prayer and start praying for the people we're reading about or the situations we're encountering.
Now, we were saying before that these are written a year ahead of time and that it will change next year, but I was just looking over the intentions for March and upcoming in May, and they're actually quite timely. Last month, we prayed for families in difficulty, and of course, we had the apostolic exhortation just come out a couple weeks ago dealing on the issues of the family. And then next month, respect for women, that in every country of the world, women may be honored and respected, and that their essential contribution to society may be highly esteemed. I hope everyone hears that. I mean, that's a message that was in the Moris Laetitia, and mm-hmm. it's something the Pope has stressed, so that's great. And I'm also happy to say there's a prayer for journalists in October. So, Kevin, you can look forward to that.
I will be praying fervently for that. I'll be praying for my editors, I think, who probably need.
You know, it's been amazing to me how many times these intentions that have been that come to us a year ahead of time, at a certain moment, will address a concern actually going on in the world. I remember a few years ago we were praying for peace between North and South Korea, and it came at a time when there was an actual heating up of the conflict there. So, you know, the universal respect for women comes at a time when the Holy Father has addressed the role of women within family and society with his latest apostolic exhortation. And there's so many instances of this kind of providential coming together of his intention and a situation in the world.
Yeah, it's almost as if someone knew when that apostolic exhortation was going to be published. I wonder if we need a better source in the Vatican to keep up with things. And obviously, May is selected, I think, I'm going to just guess, for month of Mary to celebrate women and raise them up.
That was my thought, that, you know, because the Holy Father does present Mary as the model for the church and for all women as one who is open to the will of God and is strong, who at the wedding feast of Cana kind of sees the need and takes the situation in hand, right?
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful reflection or prayer intention to have during the month of May. And the evangelization intention, of course, goes with it, is to that families, communities, and groups may pray the Holy Rosary for evangelization and peace. You know, a year from now, we'll have the 100th anniversary of the appearances at Fatima, where the message was pray for peace and pray the rosary. And so Pope Francis has made that certainly part of his prayer intention for the coming month.
And I think I'm seeing this in part as somebody who works at a media ministry, but many of these intentions make me want to kind of engage with these issues and read up on them and find, like, for the situation of small farmers. I know a little bit about that, but not as much as what you started to share with us earlier. So that's kind of a side benefit, I guess, that you get people really engaged with these issues they may not be too aware of.
Definitely. You know, and that's one of the things I've tried to do since I became director in 2003 was to produce materials, leaflets, things on our internet, links to help people go further into these intentions so that they may understand why the Holy Father sees this as a big concern, but also how they might respond. And so when we have certain intentions, we'll try to link people up. For example, with often every year we get an intention for persecuted Christians. And so we'll try to link people to groups that are helping or, you know, raising funds to help persecuted Christians. When we had an intention about creation, we had links to organizations that would help people understand the importance of caring for creation and some of the crises, ecological crises in our world. So we're always trying to help people be more informed so that they can make good decisions that will lead them to action.
So the apostleship seems to be following a see, pray, act methodology.
Definitely.
Well, we want to, again, thank Father James Kubicki and Father Frederick Fornos for joining us today. And we've mentioned the website a couple times, apostleshipofprayer.org, thepopevideo.org. Is that the best place to start for people who are interested?
For United States, yes.
Yes, and then the international for folks who want to, I mean, you, as you said, it's in 10 languages, so there are links to that as well.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah. And what is, I'm sorry, once again, what is your app for Android?
Click to Pray. So look for that.
That should be easy to remember.
Click to Pray in
each language.
Of course,
I forgot already, so.
Well, thanks, everybody. We'll be back shortly to talk with Elizabeth Cahill about we're coming up upon the 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare, and we'll be talking about his legacy from an author who wrote about this for America Media. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on SiriusXM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.